I know what I did.
995. This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast, and may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to Him this day. Hallelujah. We are so grateful and thank God to be here in the land of the living, to be on top of the ground is not on top of us. We are so grateful and thankful for having this opportunity to come through the internet capabilities in order to bring forth the word today. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we approach the throne of grace. We come to you humbling ourselves. Lead thy mighty hand just to thanking you and praising you for your goodness, your grace, and your love. Just thanking and praising you for who you are, that you are God, and besides thee, there is no other to worship in spirit and in truth. We are so grateful and thankful to be here in the land of living. We are so grateful and thankful to be on top of the ground not on top of us. We are so grateful and thankful for everything that you have done, is doing, and will do this day and forevermore in Jesus' name. Now, precious Father, as we get out of the way, that you may have your way here today. We invite the presence of the Holy Spirit just to come on in like a rushing mighty wind. Lead, guide, direct, and ordain our footsteps here. Hallelujah. Hide us behind Calvary's cross and among these lips of clay. Crown our head with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding today. Oh, precious Father, prepare the people's heart to receive thy word in spirit and in truth. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that would try to hinder the word of God from going forward. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, bless God, this is Apostle Dudley Tebow.
And Prophet Tebow.
Coming to you today, that name that's above every other name. And that is the name of Jesus. If you have your Bible with me, I would like to open up to 2 Corinthians chapter 3. We're going to read the entire chapter.
Good afternoon, good evening. Reading to your hearing, 2 Corinthians chapter 3, and it reads, "Do we begin again to commend ourselves? Or need we, as some others, epistles of commendation to you, or letters of commendation from you? Ye are our epistle, written in our hearts, known and read of all men. For as much as ye are manifestly declared to be the epistle of Christ, ministered by us, written not by ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not in tables of stone, but in fleshy tables of the heart. And such trust have we through Christ to Godward. Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God, who also hath made us able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. But if the ministration of death, written and engraven in stones, was glorious, so that the children of Israel could not steadfastly behold the face of Moses for the glory of his countenance, which glory was to be done away with, how shall not the ministration of the Spirit be rather glorious? For if the ministration of condemnation be glory, much more doth the ministration of righteousness exceed in glory. For even that which was made glorious had no glory in this respect, by reason of the glory that excelleth. For if that which is done away was glorious, much more that which remaineth is glorious. Seeing then that we have such hope, we use great plainness of speech, and not as Moses, which put a veil over his face, that the children of Israel could not steadfastly look to the end of that which is abolished. But their minds were blinded, for until this day remaineth the same veil untaken away in the reading of the Old Testament, which veil is done away in Christ. But even unto this day, when Moses is read, the veil is upon his heart. Nevertheless, when it shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. Now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all, with open face, beholding as a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. I've read into your hearing the third chapter of 2 Corinthians in its entirety. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and especially the doers of his word. Amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. We thank Prophet Sibyl for sharing scriptures with us in the entire book of 2 Corinthians chapter 3. We thank God for his word, because his word will not return to him void. He looks over his word to perform it. We thank God that heaven and earth shall pass away, but his word shall not pass away. We are grateful and thankful because the Bible is biblical instruction before leaving earth. It is our biblical manual for us to study. If there's anything that comes up in our lives that we encounter, all we have to do is search the scriptures, and the answer is in it. Hallelujah. Just for the next few minutes, I would like you to pray for us as we bring forth the word. Today we're going to be talking about the proof is in the pudding. The proof is in the pudding. Just using this as a slang, we would hear this talked about, especially when it came to eating. But today we are talking about spiritually being fed by the Spirit of God. In Psalms 34, verse 8, Bible says, O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verse 5 and 6, it says, for us to trust in the Lord with all of our heart, and lean not to our own understanding. In all of our ways to acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. Every culture has its own proverb, or its own slang, its own saying, that provide advice and teaches value. The truth and the value of something can be judged through personal examination of its intense use. The truth and value of something can be judged through personal experience, personal examination by its intense use. Again, we are talking about the proof is in the pudding. In the book of Romans, chapter 1, verse 20, it talks about that God's craftsmanship of the universe is proof enough for his invisible attributes, namely his external power and divine nature, having been clearly perceived even since the creation of the world, in the things that have been made, so that they are without excuse. Brothers and sisters in Christ, all those that are listening in, science can be proof of truth, but momentary, and easily forgotten. You see, our soul craves something more, something that goes much deeper. Christianity is based on faith found in a relationship of trusting and believing in God. Again, Christianity is based on faith found in a relationship of trusting and believing in God, who we cannot see. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. In 1 John chapter 3, verses 24 It says, and he that keepeth his commandments dwelleth in him, and he in them. And hereby we know that he abided in us by the Spirit which he hath given us. As a born-again believer in Christ, once we came to Christ and gave our life to him, realizing that we was a sinner, surrendering our all to him, then we acknowledge, we confess with our mouth and believe in our heart. We made a confession as well as a belief, and then we accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior of our lives with a sincere heart. We are thankful and grateful because then the Spirit of the Lord indwelleth us inside of our body, which is the temple of God. Hallelujah. Again, we are talking about the proof is in the pudding. The proof of real Christianity is in the perseverance of real Christians. Hallelujah. Sometimes, Providence Tebow, as new babes in Christ, even as those that have been in the Lord for a long time, sometimes we could get a little bit weary, get to the point where we want to throw in the towel. But I stop by to let you know that we got to keep going. Hallelujah. Because the race is not for the swift, but the race is for those that endure all the way to the end. So perseverance is going to give us the endurance that is needed to keep going. Hallelujah. You see, perseverance is the badge of true saints of God. Real Christians fight the good fight of faith and don't give up. A Christian's career is always fighting, never ceasing, always riding the stormy seas and never resting till he or she reaches the port of glory. We have to realize that as Christians, as we are on this journey to glory, we will encounter our enemy, and the enemy of our soul is the devil. You see, the Bible says in John 10:10, he only come to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But Jesus came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. So in order for us to let, hallelujah, the proof in us, which is Christ Jesus, abiding in us as we abide in him. And the pudding is us as Christians, as we keep walking with the Lord, as followers of his, looking on to Jesus as the author and finisher of our faith. The proof is in the pudding. Again, it means that the true value or quantity of something can only be judged when it is put to use or tried or tested. The meaning is summed up as results or what counts. Yes? We have to understand as born-again believers in Christ that God is the one that's keeping us. He is the one that helped us to overcome in all areas of our lives. So you see, our mind has to be made up. Our heart has to be fixed. That the world is behind us and the cross is before us. So the proof is in the pudding. Oh, yes, it is. Proverbs chapter 17, verse 3 says, the refining pot is for silver and the furnace for gold. But the Lord tests the heart. You see, the tests are the same with the Lord. God has been teaching us many things through his word, in our prayer closet that we speak to him, and in our everyday walk with him during this Christian journey. Here in the book of James 1, chapter 1, verse 2 and 4, it says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying, the testing of your faith worketh, produces, patient. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and complete, wanting nothing. Isn't there a blessing to know that we can get to that place, even though everything around us may be in chaos? We can still stand upon God's word. When our mind is made up, our heart is fixed. See, God never promises a bed of roses, but he promises that he'll never leave us nor forsake us. Jesus Christ is saying yesterday, today, and forevermore. Even in times of trouble, Bible says that many are the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord delivered them out of all of them. It's good to know that once trouble come our way, and God is with us in the trouble. He's with us to take us through, hallelujah, in order for us to have a testimony, to let people know it was God. With God's help, we overcame that situation or that circumstance in our life. So the end result of choosing joy in the midst of trials, testing, and difficulties is that you will grow up as a Christian, as a believer in Christ. Even today, in the year 2020, there's a lot of Christians that need to grow up. There's a whole lot of Christians that still have childish attributes in their lives. They are still on the milk of the word, the pure milk of the word, not on the meat. Because the meat is for those that are mature in the Lord, those that have been through something in order to help somebody along the way. Instead of giving my hand out, to give my hand up. When your faith and my faith, every believer's faith is tested, and you pass the test, you gain endurance and you grow in the strength of your faith. Hallelujah. See, faith is like a muscle. It must be exercised. It must be stretched in order to grow. Bible says in Hebrews 11:1, that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. And them that come to God must believe that he is who he say he is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So again, tonight we are talking about the proof is in the pudding. Yes, it is. Hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 48, verse 10 says, behold, I have refined thee, but not as silver. I have tested you in the furnace of affliction. Testing involves turning up the heat, allowing affliction. Often the Lord will use the ungodly to administer the test. And sometimes he will use those of our families and or the household of faith. You see, God knows what it takes to grow us. God will stir us up and encourage us to stir up the gifts that are within us. Every believer in time of having a new birth spiritual experience, God has given us, hallelujah, the measure of faith, and he has also give us gifts, a gift or gifts within our lives that may be dormant at this time, but it must be stirred up. I'm reminded of the Apostle Paul when he was talking to the young preacher by the name of Timothy, in the book of Timothy. And he told him, he said, stir up the gift that is within you, that your grandmother Lois, hallelujah, and your mother, your grandmother Eunice, and your mother Lois, hallelujah, as members of the church of God have prayed for you. Hallelujah. And he laid hands on them. So sometimes, probably this is what we need to be stirred up spiritually. And God knows what it takes. See, God don't want us to just be sitting down in our comfort zone. No, he wants us to exercise the gift that he has placed within our lives so that we may be able to be a help to somebody. Hallelujah. So the proof is in the pudding. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 7 says that the genuine of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perish, though it be tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory in the revelation of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Our faith has to grow. Our faith has to be exercised. God take us from faith to faith, from glory to glory. We got to go through tests. Ain't no need to complain and mumble. Ain't no need to feel sorry for yourself and say, oh, Lord, oh me, oh, my. No. Testing. It's testing time. It's time to be consistent in your walk with God. Quit complaining. It takes tests in order to grow you. It takes testing in order to, hallelujah, to build you up in the faith. Remember, the proof is in the pudding. Then we can do that what Psalms 34 and 8 says. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him, in the Lord. Yes, the Lord is good, and his goodness is forever. Yes, we serve an awesome God.
I've been through so much in my life. Tried everything, but nothing turned out right. Then the Master, he took my hand. Now he's leading me to the promised land. Love me, oh yes, my Jesus, he loves me, oh yes, Jesus loves me, for the Bible I know.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to him this day and forevermore. Hallelujah. Again, in 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 7, it says that the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Remember, the proof is in the pudding. People of God, believers of Christ, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Hallelujah. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. In the book of Galatians, chapter 5 and verse 1, it says, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Yes, the proof is in the pudding. 2 Corinthians 3 and 17. Now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Liberty is freedom. Liberty, hallelujah, is being able to flow by being led by the Spirit of the Lord. You see, when any person is converted to Christ, then the veil of ignorance is taken away. Prophet Tebow read it earlier in 2 Corinthians, the third chapter. During your devotional time, I would ask that you read the whole chapter in order to get the complete understanding of it. The condition of those who enjoy and believe the gospel is happy because the heart is set at liberty to run the ways of God's commandment. You see, we as Christians should not rest contented without knowing the transforming power of the gospel by the working of the Holy Spirit. In the book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, the word of God says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. God is still working on us. He's still transforming us from the outside, from the inside out. Yes, the work is being done in us as we allow the Holy Spirit of God. We are the clay. He is the potter. He's shaping us and molding us. He's breaking us and stretching us, making us into vessels set apart for the master's use. Yes, the proof is in the pudding. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. The Lord is the Spirit. And the Lord and the Holy Spirit are a part of the Godhead. And their role is to show and to reveal salvation to man. And in turn, to take hold of this knowledge in order to give us freedom to flow on a spiritual basis. Christ has freed the believers from the dominion of sin. You see, sin is unrighteousness in the eyes of God. Sin will take you further than you want to go, keep you longer than you want to stay. But in the end, sin will collect its wages, and the wages of sin is death. In the book of Romans, chapter 6 and verse 14, it says, for sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under the law, but under grace. Thank God for his grace, his mercy, and his love. Thank God that on a daily basis, he extends grace, mercy, and love upon our lives. those are done with benefit on the spiritual level each and every day of our lives. You see where sin abounds? The grace of God abounds even more. Thank God for his mercy, his grace, and his love. Because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Liberty. We serve a God who sits high and look low. A God that knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. A God that neither slumber nor sleep. A God that is willing and able, hallelujah, to help us to overcome in areas where we may be weak. Hallelujah. We need to have that intimate relationship with Jesus. Have that prayer time with God on a daily basis. Seek him while he may be found. As he draw nigh to us, we should draw nigh to him. Bible says in Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and everything else shall be added unto us. So again, we are talking about the proof is in the pudding. Christ freed the believer from the bondage of fear and the bondage of corruption. 2 Timothy 1:7, it says, for God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. In being a disciple of Christ, you have been called into the glorious liberty of life. Every believer of Christ is a new creature. Remember what 1 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. So every believer of Christ is a new creature in Christ and is called to walk in the Spirit of God, to die unto sin on a daily basis, and to live unto righteousness, and thereby manifest the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit, conforming oneself to the image of Christ. That good work are the fruits of the Spirit in our Christian life. Because, again, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And that is the proof in the pudding. God is a good God. Again, true freedom for a believer in Christ is to be led by the Holy Spirit and not driven by the flesh. We have to understand, brothers and sisters in Christ, all every one of us that proclaim to be a born-again believer of Christ, that proclaim to be a Christian, Christ-like, we are steady on a daily basis in a spiritual warfare that's going on internally as well as outside. We have to understand when we gave our life to Christ and was drafted into the beloved family of God, that we have endorsed our lives. Our name have been written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And while we're here, we have to put on the whole armor of God, that we'd be able to withstand the wiles of the devil. The devil is our enemy. He is the one that will try to sway you, that will try to get in your mind and convince you that it don't take all that. It takes that and some. Bible says we have to put on the whole armor of God, the helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, our loins girded with truth, our foot shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, lifting up the shield of faith, hallelujah, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always in us in the Holy Spirit. Yes, my brothers and sisters, we have been drafted in the army of God. We have to fight the good fight of faith. We have to endure the race that we have been, that have been designed for us by God, all the way to the end. Hallelujah. Word of God says, them that are dear all the way to the end shall be saved. So the proof is in the pudding. True freedom for a believer in Christ is to be led by the Holy Spirit and not driven by the flesh. You see, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, they're all contrary to what the Spirit of the Lord is doing. We either go yield to the flesh, our fleshly desire, or we go yield to the leadership of the Holy Spirit. You see, the Christian life is a habit, habitational, constant, moment by moment, intentional, and deliberate choice to be in tune with the Holy Spirit. Yes, we must fight. We got to fight. We, in order to stay on course, in order to stay, hallelujah, on the road that God have called us. You see, there's two roads to travel, the narrow one or the wide and broad. Our choice we must make, a choice that we must make to be an overcomer and a believer of Christ. The Holy Spirit waits to be dependent upon. To walk in the Spirit or to be led by the Spirit of God means to go where the Spirit, where the Holy Spirit is going, to listen to God's voice, to discern His will, to follow His guidance. And it is an imperative and not an option. It's not an option for us to decide whether we want to be led by the Holy Spirit or not. No, it's a must for a believer of God in order for us to overcome, in order for us to gain the victory. Because without God's help, we will be defeated every time. Again, child of God, when the Holy Spirit leads you, He becomes the controlling influence. He becomes the controlling influence in our lives, and not the flesh. You see, the proof is in the pudding. And those of us who know Christ are the pudding. True Christians are the evidence of true Christianity. The proof of a man's ministry is the people he trained. We are God's leather, spiritual metal to our society. We are, some people will never open up the doors of a church building, but we as believers of Christ has the Word of God written upon our heart. We as believers of Christ, as we go our way, being led by the Spirit of God, then we become the hallmark of the new covenant, of letting people see the Christ in us, the hope of glory. The proof is in the pudding. And those of us who know Christ are the pudding. As Christians, God expects that we are to hunger eternally for His word, because His word nourishes our soul. When we are hungry for, on a spiritual level, we are to cry out in desire and in need for the pure word and faithfully teaching, so that we will grow spiritually, so that we will taste and see the goodness and the grace of our God. In Psalms 119, verse 103, again it says, how sweet are your word to my taste. It's sweeter than honey to my mouth. Tasting produces seeing. The proof is in the pudding. But as we go back to what the Apostle Paul was telling the Corinthians church here in chapter 3. It says, do we begin again to commit ourselves, or need we, as some others, epistle of condemnation to you, or letters of commendation from you? Ye are our epistle, written in our heart, known and read of all men. For as much as ye are manifestly declared to be the epistles of God, ministered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not in table of stone, but in fleshly tables of the heart. See, God knows the heart. And such trust have we through Christ to God. Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God, who also had made us able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. But the ministration of death, written and engraved in stone, was glorious, so the children of Israel could not stand fastly. Behold the face of Moses, for the glory of his countenance, which glory was to be done away. How shall not the ministration of the Spirit be rather glorious? For if the ministration of condemnation be glorious, much more do the ministration of righteousness exceed in glory. For even that which was made glorious have no glory in this respect by reason of the glory that excelleth. For if that which is done away was glorious, how much more that which remaineth is glorious. Seeing then that we have such hope, we use great plainness of speech, and not as Moses, which put a veil over his face, that the children of Israel could not stand fast. They look to the end of that which is abolished, but their minds were blind. For until this day remaineth the same veil, undertake away in the reading of the Old Testament, which veil is done away in Christ. But even unto this day, when Moses is read, the veil is upon their heart. Nevertheless, when it shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. Because now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all, with open face, behold, as in a glass, the glory of God, are changing into the same image, from glory to glory, even as the Spirit of the Lord. Again, brothers and sisters in Christ, believers, those that are listening in, those that will be listening to this teaching later, the proof is in the pudding. And remember this, that God wants to take us up high. Remember that the proof of real Christianity is in the perseverance of real Christians. Perseverance is the badge of true saints. Real Christians fight the good fight of faith and don't give up. Yes, we may be knocked out, but we're not knocked out. We may stumble along the way. Just get up, shake it off, and try again. a Christian career, our Christian walk, our journey from earth to heaven. It is a constant and never ceasing fight. Spiritual warfare going on. But have a made up mind. Always riding the stormy seas and never resting till we reach the port of glory. You see, it's not how fast we start or how well we start, but it's how we finish that will speak for itself, that will determine our endurance, that will determine that we started out well and we finished strong. Don't let nothing distract you, stop you from going forward, looking on to Jesus as the author and finisher of your faith, looking on to Jesus as a trailblazer, the anchor for our soul. He's the one that came before us. He's a trailblazer, the one that started this Christianity, this movement. He's the one that is our set example. He's the one that have set the bar for us. Yes, again, it wasn't promised for us to have an easy road. But God promised never to leave us, nor forsake us. Yes, we must taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him. We must rely on the promises of God. Bible says, "Love not to be weary in well-doing. But in due season, if we faint not, we shall receive the promises of God." Knowing that God is with us. Knowing that who or what can be against us. Knowing that, hallelujah, that when we get weak, we can declare that we are strong. Bible says in Isaiah 40 and 31, "But those that wait on the Lord, he shall renew our strength. We shall mount up with wings as eagles. We shall run and not be weary. We shall walk and not faint." We serve an awesome God tonight. God is, he sits high. Jesus, he was translated, taken up into heaven, sitting at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us. All heaven is standing at attention to see what we will do down here on earth. We are here for a set time and for a purpose. Let us find out what our purpose is. And for the times that we are here, let us do what we have been called to do. Let us run this race, fighting the good fight of faith. Yes, like Paul one day would be able to say, "I kept the faith. I fought the good fight of faith. I completed my assignment. It's laid up for me, a crown, and also for those that would be looking and loving Christ appearing." Yes, Jesus is coming back. He's coming back for a church without spot, blemish, or wrinkle. He's coming back for prepared people. Take us to a prepared place. See, John 14, verse 1, 2, and 3 says, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it was not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you unto myself. That where I am, you may be also." So remember, the proof is in the pudding. It means that the true value or quantity of something can only be judged when it is put to use tried and tested. And in the end, the results are very positive. The results are good. Yes, hang on in there. God is good. If there may be one or there may be some under me the sound of my voice tonight that really don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior in your life, well, I'll stop by just to give you this encouraging word that the proof is in the pudding. In order for you to be victorious, you must come to the place of total repentance in your life. You must come to the place of realizing you need help, of realizing that you have tried everything else. Now in 2020, it is time to try God. It is time to give it to Him, total and complete, not playing, but being sincere, of being truthful, that you want Him to turn you around, set your foot on solid ground. Yes, the God that we serve, He's able to do it. See, I can testify. I don't know about you, but I can testify about me. I was once lost. Didn't know I was a man not fit to live, and indeed, I wasn't ready to die. But when Christ one day, when I accepted Him as the Lord and Savior of my life, God turned me around, set my foot on solid ground. Now, for 30-something years, I'm still teaching and preaching. God is the one that keeps us. He's the one that sustained us. Without His help, we are nothing. But with God's help, everything is possible to them that believe. Everything is possible to them that wants to be a vessel, to set apart, to be used by Him. Yes, brothers and sisters in Christ, the Bible says in Romans, hallelujah, 4:13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It's just a matter of coming to that place and being sincere about it, making it about faith. Hallelujah. Giving your life to Christ, repenting of your sin, letting God know how sorry you are about it, coming to the foot of the cross, confessing to Him with your mouth, according to Romans 10, verse 9 and 10, that you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, I shall be saved. But with your heart you believe on the righteousness, and with your mouth confession is made unto salvation. If that's you tonight, don't wait. Quit putting it off. Give your life to Christ. That'd be the biggest and greatest thing that you can do in life. At the beginning of the year, in the year of 2020, this is your season. This is your time. Sir, give your life to Christ. Ma'am, you done tried everything else. Try Jesus today. Try Jesus tonight. God is standing with His hands stretched out wide. Give me the invitation to come to Him. Giving you the invitation for your life to be changed. But it's up to you. If you do your part, God will do His. So remember, the proof is in the pudding. We just hope and pray that was something that we said by the Spirit of the living God that will help you along the way. God bless you. God keep you, is my prayer. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We hope you've enjoyed the program this evening. Please join us every Tuesday and every Friday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Please share the number, especially if you've gotten an enlightenment on a point from the Bible tonight.
If you'd like to reach Apostle Tebow or myself, you may write to us at Bustin' Loose in Faith Ministries in care of Dudley Tebow or Lisa Tebow, P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana 70509. Again, that's P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana 70509. God bless you. Have a great week, and we hope you'll join us again on Friday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. God bless. We love you.